I'm ready to drink a beer. Or, you know, record a podcast.
Or we could do both.
That's true. Let's do that.
We should. All right. Hello, and welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is March 31st, 2022. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And should we say happy Trans Visibility Day?
Absolutely. Happy Woo-hoo! Trans Visibility Day. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes, it is. One of our friends made sure it was like, hey, it was like just after midnight this morning. And they were like, happy Trans Visibility Day. And it just made me very happy today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tonight, we're continuing down our alphabet. So tonight we're on G. Okay. So G beers. So before I forget, well, I guess we technically have to open it first, right?
Okay. So yeah, we should.
Our first one is the Gaia Berra Citra Pale Ale by Cigar City Brewing,
which is out of Miami.
Tampa.
There we go. Right around. There we go.
And yeah, so we're going to give that a try. But I remembered we're going to toast first.
Yes, let's toast.
Oh, God.
We would like to cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication,
and the sheepdogs.
And the beer that keeps the world happy.
Yay.
Cheers. The can says our brewers feel the same reverence and appreciation for the traditional Latin Gaia Berra shirt that we do for the Citra hop varietal. The hop that imparts notes of tangerine, lime, and berries to the American Pale Ale. So that makes a little more sense to me. But it still does have that like hint of a citrus, but with it being a Citra hop, it's still light and it has more floral almost feel to it than I thought.
I agree. I think this is really nice, like medium IPA. It could be very versatile. Like I could drink this just have a really nice solid beer. I could also drink it on a really hot day. Like drink it in the winter.
At 5.5, it's a fairly sessionable beer.
Good word, sessionable.
The kind you can sit down and have multiple of.
Yeah. I like it.
Me too. I like this one. Good choice.
So now that we have our beverages, how are you, Kelsey?
I'm good. I've been so excited to record. It's been a while, I feel. Like, really sat down and had a good regular recording.
Yeah.
But I'm good. It's been quite the week. Been working my side gig quite a bit. I get to go do something fun with that this weekend, which takes me out of town. And I get to go learn from some of the best in the country.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty cool. Biking is still going on quite a bit. Been getting outside more and more. Those are really the big exciting things right now.
That's a lot of exciting things.
They are. I'm like really looking forward to this year as far as biking goes. Things are feeling really good. Been riding a lot. I'm farther ahead in my training than I've ever been.
Yay.
So yeah, I'm in a good place right now and I like it.
That's awesome.
How about you?
I am also going to go a similar direction to you. I have been working on running for a while, like trying to get that back from like being pregnant.
Pre-baby days, you are quite the runner.
Yeah. Thank you. I enjoyed it. And it's just, it's been, it's hard to find time and all that, but I've finally kind of found a schedule that's been a little more consistent on my CrossFit. And then I was able to kind of figure out how to add in running twice ish a week. And now I'm finally like adding miles without it feeling like torture.
I noticed that your miles are going up. It's pretty cool. I'm so happy for you.
It felt like the longest time, like 2-3 miles, and I was just done. I was like, no, I'm done. I'm just, this is it. And now I'm starting to get to that point where I'm like, no, I kind of have like a maintenance pace that I can go, which I, my pace at my shorter runs and my longer runs are the same.
That's okay.
Like I took a screenshot of, I ran 3 miles Wednesday and 6 on Monday, and the pace difference is a second.
Do you mind if I ask, do you have any big plans for running this year?
I do. So I'm signed up for 2 races. So the first one is Dam to Des Moines, which is a 20K.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little shorter. It's like 12 miles instead of a half marathon, like 12.6 right. or something like that.
Something like that.
And that one's cool. It's very popular around here. It's downhill because it runs from the dam up at Sailorville to the dam in Des Moines downtown.
I forget what the drop in feet is, but it's like 200 or 300 feet, I feel.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And they still have some uphills. But even those they make pretty fun. Like they have like a veterans hill. So like the theme, they like put flags along the side of the road. And then there's another one by the Birdland.
Oh, which is marina, right? Yeah. Which is the marina right off the Des Moines River.
Yeah, so that's that hill is most people's nemesis in the race just because it's at mile 10.
I remember the one time I ran Dam to Dam, or I guess, yeah, the one time I ran Dam to Dam, that about killed me.
Yeah, that's the one that gets people. But it's a fun race and I'm excited. I did do it last year, but I maybe ran 6 miles of it or less. So yeah.
Had a good partner.
It did. We had a great time and then we continued to have even more fun after. And then there's the Des Moines women's half marathon is in May. Is it May? Maybe it's June.
Yeah, I think it's May.
Okay. And that one, I actually, the girl from a gym asked if we would join on a relay team.
Oh, I almost considered it. I really considered it.
You can definitely still find people. People want to do it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think I end up being out of town, but.
But it's fun. I've only done the relay of that before, but it'll be cool. Maybe I'll get a different section. I think last time I did the middle. So maybe I'll go first or last. Hopefully not last. I feel like there's more pressure there. In the last previous year, that was the shortest distance. But oh, we'll find out. It'll be fun.
That's cool.
But I'm just like I don't know if you're in really any type of fitness, and you're like trying to push through, and it's not happening. I feel you. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel sometimes.
Yes,
I found it.
That attitude. That's a great attitude, Caitlin. It's awesome.
So I'm excited about that.
It doesn't hurt that it's spring and the sunshine is here, and it's
not today though.
Not when it snowed.
No, it was like super. Well, it's been a little colder this week, but for running, at least Monday was awesome. In the afternoon, and
Monday was, it was windy though. I almost went outside on my bike.
The wind was harder than running uphills.
Yes.
Like a take your breath away wind.
Like I rode my bike in my basement with the window open.
There you go.
Got the fresh air with the breeze, but didn't have to actually ride it.
Yeah. So I guess we're ready to go on to announcements. Kelsey, do you want to kick us off with the fiber challenge?
Sure.
Okay.
So I saw that you were updating it recently, and I've been trying to update it recently. But we do have a year-long fiber challenge going on.
Whoop.
And what does that entail? Well, that means that we are trying to just keep track of what we are bringing in as far as our knitting and what we are knitting, and kind of keeping a track of the yardage of throughout the year. And we have a link on our website that'll take you to the entry form. It's also off of our Instagram page. And you can just enter what your project is that you finish and what the yardage is or the meterage, whichever your preference, because it'll take into account either or. Or if you go to a FIRA festival like Caitlin did and you bought a bunch Woo-hoo! Of yarn, then you can go say, I bought all this yarn.
And then you
yep.
might switch your then position in line a little.
You might, Caitlin may have dropped a few places.
I think I, well, I may have been in the same place, but now I'm further down.
I need to put in about 400 or 500 more yards though. So I'll be somewhat closer to you, but then I have other things that are going to come off the needles real soon. So that's the idea of it anyway. You can start anytime. It runs from, it started January 10th, runs through January 10th of 2023. And we are coming up on our first participation prize.
Mm-hmm.
So today is March 31st. So today is the last day of the first quarter. And we will draw for our first participation prize winner in the next full episode. Whether that means that you used our GK, double check that.
Our Gravel Knit Stash
tag on Instagram, or if you entered on the prize entry or on the entry form. Just check those out. Join anytime. Yeah.
And support us on Patreon. We have a Patreon. We want to thank our current Patreons and anyone that would like to join in to support us in that way. Otherwise, you can certainly support us by sharing our podcast with a friend.
Yes, that is one of the best ways that anyone can do. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Caitlin. What have you been listening to this week?
Cognitive.
Yeah.
Or I guess technically the full name is Cognitive Podcast.
Yes. Hosted by Dr. Gemma.
Yeah. So she has been going for a pretty solid amount of time.
Quite a while.
Yeah. She's got about 70 plus episodes now.
She had started back probably like 10 years ago or so and recorded for a while and then took a break, but then she's been back since last year and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty regularly.
Yeah,
it's really nice to hear her again.
She's just really enjoyable to listen to. So her podcast, kind of like you can get from the name, is it's psychology and knitting is her main theme. So typically she'll talk about like what she's knitting. She'll have some sort of like psychology theme. She talks about her life. She's really open about that too, which is really cool and authentic.
Yes, talks about her experiences with being keto and her, you know, recently has picked up rock climbing, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's also a runner. She did some episodes about her preferences on what she runs with, and then her most recent episode was about like sensory. So that's kind of like an example, like we say psychology a lot fits into that. So she was talking about how different ways you can like delight your senses and use that for like soothing your mind, and yeah,
she has a lot of really good tips like that, and I really appreciate those.
Me too. And I'm not sure if it's this, I've been trying to think about how to word this all day, but she sells it exactly like it is. I don't know.
It's yes. Just there's, she just gives it to you, like you said, as it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sugarcoating. In a good way.
I think it's in a good way. But yeah, so check it out. Her, and she also does a really great job. Like, her notes like are like blog posts. Very thorough, very fun. She has great pet pictures. So check her out. So Kelsey, what you working on?
I'm going to save what's currently in my hands for last. I sent you a picture of this late last night.
Yeah, I might have even been this morning.
It was before midnight.
I can't remember. I remember seeing it this morning. It made me giggle.
I figured, you know,
like, I understand this.
Yep, I was very excited. And every once in a while, you know, you send me a text at like 4 something, and I'm definitely asleep. And every once in a while, I'll send you something or like
11:07.
There you go.
That wasn't too crazy late for a fun knitting night. Not as bad as my 4 a.m.
No. But look, this is my Susan cardigan.
Oh, it's lovely. It looks so squishy.
Oh my God. I love it. I can't wait to put it into the bath because it's just going to soften up that much more. And I'm already in love with it. It is the Susie cardigan by Megan Nodeker. And I still have one more thing to do. So it's not done yet. I'm still working on it. I don't have pockets yet.
Gotcha.
And I definitely want to kind of go through this sweater process in more detail since I did make some modifications to it. What she has you do is it's got this cool cable that goes across your back of your shoulders. And then I block that out, and then you pick up for the front and the back, and you knit those down until they would match, and then you attach them together and knit them flat. And what I will say about this pattern is you definitely need to choose size with the 10 inches of suggested positive ease, because otherwise it's going to end up about 10 inches too small and be like right under the armpit. So what it does, and I ended up adding 1.5 inches of ribbing. The pattern calls for like 5 inches, and I think I did 6.5 or 7 inches of ribbing, so it gave it an extra long shawl collar to it.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely.
I like having it being coming up a little bit on my neck, and then the sleeves, I made the sleeves a little bit long. I altered the decreases and I kept more stitches in it because I had read that the sleeves had been tight. And I made the sleeves long, so they come down over my hands.
Your thumb holes.
Sorry, I have thumb holes. But I like that you pointed that out. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing is, I can also roll them back, and it looks pretty nice. And they stay a little tighter. And then, like I said, I'm going to add the pockets. So, I love it. I love it.
It's awesome.
It's definitely one. I've noticed I've been wearing cardigans around the house more because they're easy to put on and off. And this is going to be perfect for that. Although it's definitely nice enough I could wear it to the office. So it'll probably go there too. All right. Let's see. What's next? Ooh, I don't have who this is by. I am working on a pair of sunflower socks.
Oh, that was a pair from the Ukraine episode, right?
Yes, it is.
I bet you we can find out in the previous tab.
Oh, I bet you're right.
Let me get through my obnoxious list of whips.
Oh, no. These are the Kansas socks. That's what these ones are.
Okay.
These are the Kansas socks. I can tell you pretty quick who they're by. But it has a right and a left sock that line up and match up to make a full sunflower when they're put together.
It's so cute.
I can't wait for you. They're so cool.
I really like. So is there different colors on the sunflower too?
Yes. Can you tell? There's two different colors.
I thought so, but I was like, maybe I'm just crazy, but it looks are different.
Yes. So they alternate. It's kind of interesting. I would definitely, so she even puts it in the pattern that it's like an expert level pattern. So I will say I agree that it's definitely like an expert level pattern.
Stranded or intarsia or?
It's a combination of both.
Interesting.
And gives you like no directions on what you should do on them. So I wasn't like thrilled about that. But I kind of figured out and made it work and it's all good. Hopefully I kept my floats short enough but loose enough that they won't catch on your toes. Yeah. So it has you work, it has you do a provisional cast on at the toe.
Okay.
And then increase up like you would a normal toe, but like half of the toe. So you're working on the top of the foot.
Okay. So you're knitting it flat?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then, so like, then you have, I had 4 colors to work with in this row.
Oh, goodness.
That was a little bit of management. And it got really hard up here where you kind of were alternating this blue color across between the leaves or between the petals. And it got weird. Like, I had a hard time staying in the right place at times.
But you got it.
Oh, it's Melissa Metzbauer. She's that Metzbauer girl on Instagram. And then, oh, so this is cool though. I really like the construction of it in the grand scheme of things. And then you pick up and you knit around and you pass on a few more stitches. And then you do these short rows. So it goes like this.
Oh, that's neat. Like this.
You see that a little bit?
Yeah.
So it has these like diagonals. Mm-hmm. Then you come all the way around doing these short rows and then you pick it up and you knit straight.
Okay.
And then you do the short rows again and then you knit straight a bit again.
Huh.
They're pretty cool.
That's really cool.
It gives it a like really good interest to the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess the leg of it. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
I definitely looks like it's a more advanced pattern to me.
I will say it is definitely an advanced pattern and it probably not one I will do again, but I'll be happy to say I did it. And apparently I left it right in the middle of a short row, so that's not going to get picked up tonight. All right, the next thing I am going to talk about is what I'm calling my granny square thing.
Granny square thing, got
granny
it.
Granny square thing, because I really am not entirely sure yet what it's going to turn out to be. Probably a blanket, not sure what size or any of those details yet. So it's small enough that I could still turn it into a shawl, essentially, if I wanted.
I can see that.
But I think it's destined for a blanket, in which case I'm still going to call it the granny square thing. But it's so just cute. One giant granny square. It just keeps going and going and going. It's very, 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 very simple. It's all of 2 stitches. It has double crochets and chain ones. Double crochets and chaining. So you can go all the way around in a square over and over and over.
It's super cute. I love the colors and how they're,
They're coming just making together. Me so happy. So that's what I was doing earlier. I was winding another ball to go on to it next. But what I'm using, I started this as like a way to use my scraps from my 2018 or 2019 advent calendar from Fiber and Dye Works.
Okay.
And so for most of this portion was all just scraps, leftovers from another project. So they were probably 10 grams or so.
Okay.
And then I've been collecting a bunch of her mini skeins lately and starting at this green and working out. So I put on another 4 inches since I've picked this back up this week using 20 gram mini skeins and just continuing around picking a Marina mini skein as I go, not any putting any order to them.
It looks really nice. I love the colors together.
Well, and so I decided, I had thought about this for a while. Do I keep it just as my fiber nymph scraps and minis, things like that? And so I kind of just left it for a good while and then decided I just wanted it to keep it as my fiber nymph stuff.
Cool.
And so I am just collecting some of her skeins now and gonna do something with it, because that way, like, all of her colorways are similar, or at least have the same like feel to it.
Yeah, they do,
so they kind of work together well in any condition. So I'm very excited about this, and it's been really nice just to have something that's pretty simple, and it's been keeping me warm too. So yeah, that is that one. And I think the last thing I'm going to talk about are hats. Cute little baby hats.
Cute baby hats.
I have a bunch of friends who are pregnant this year. And I was like, okay, I have this idea for an adult-sized hat, but I figure this will be a great way, great size to test out my theory.
Okay.
And so I started working on a design last week or so.
Okay.
And I'm calling it the Little Pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has a cute little, what I'm calling a pretzel braid, that goes along four corners of the hat, I guess, if you will. It's it's just a beanie. And I couldn't decide whether I wanted like the stockinette or the reverse stockinette better. And so I decided to keep both of them.
I like them both.
I do too. I think they both make a good example differently.
Mm-hmm.
With the reverse stockinette, the cable really pops. But with the stockinette, like, it's got a little bit of subtlety that's kind of cool too.
Yeah, it's still very visible the way that you have it set up.
I have this pattern out to testers. It's going to be a published pattern. Caitlin's going to test it, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Make a record size one.
Record size.
Yeah. So yeah, there should be more information about that by the time our next episode comes out.
The cat is being very social.
Hello, Mellow.
Which is great, but I'm trying to knit. But, you know. Anyways. I'm sorry for my Mellow interruption, but I'm really excited about your pattern.
That's all good.
I'm really excited for you. And I'm excited to help.
I have this idea for a series of hats that are going to be like somewhat beer related.
Okay, cool.
And so this is the start of that series. I kind of figured what goes with beer but pretzels.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes me think of, like, beer fests and the necklaces. And...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's my idea. So hopefully I'll have a couple more out in time for Oktoberfest.
That'd be perfect. It'd be fun.
Anyway, I think that's me.
Nice. So I signed up for another test knit because I just couldn't resist it. And it is teasable, so I'm not going to go into it too far, but I did see, like, from what she's responded in the chat and from what she's put on her Instagram, that I could talk about it a little bit. So at least for testing right now, it's called the Amalgamation.
Mm-hmm.
Amalgamation.
There you go.
And I actually purchased yarn from Fiberpalooza, and that's the yarn I'm using for it. This is a DK yarn, and it has these beautiful cables, and I'm really enjoying it. So I just wanted to get everyone's eyes out there. It's by From Me to You. It can be done either in four colors or two. I'm doing four.
Are you going to end up using all four total skeins, or are you just using parts of them? Are
you able to? I think there will be some yarn left, but I think a majority of like the first two skeins will be used, and I have 100 gram skeins.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, it's fun. It's neat how it's kind of going through, and it's a garter based shawl, and the garter stripes are just so fun. It's funny, like when I started getting into knitting again, I thought I was more of a stockinette person. And now that I'm like seeing how beautiful this garter is, it's very fun, and it's very enjoyable and very fast. And I'm having a blast with it. So I wanted to make sure to talk about it.
Now seeing what you've done with it, like I am so like it, I can't wait for it to come out. It's great.
It's a fun shawl. And it's been a fantastic test it. If you ever decide to test it for her, she's fantastic.
What platformer is it through?
Yarn Pond.
Nice.
I'm sorry, her name is Jane. The test her From Me to You is like her handle, but her name is Jane. She's very responsive and very appreciative of any thoughts that anyone's put forward, which I think it honestly would get kind of hard to, like being a designer and being constantly like, well, I think this and I think that, like it's yeah, I'm just very impressed with her.
Well, and I would think so. There's you know you want to take in people's opinions, and then
yeah,
but also you've got to draw your line somewhere of where is your pattern.
Oh, for sure. And then I've still been cranking away on my garter squish.
Yes, you have. Jeez. So, you had a good picture of it the other day on Instagram. Yeah.
I was worried that it wasn't going to be wide enough, and now I think the width might be the length. I think I'm going to be okay.
I think you are. I think you're definitely going to have it big enough.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. I think orange is probably one of the colors I have the most of.
It could just be a mostly orange blanket.
Yeah, and it might be.
Well, and hey, you know what? Your son will probably go to Valley, so.
Good point. Okay, I think that is at least where the lines are now for us, so where we live. Yeah. I did talk about the Megalith socks a little bit, but I did finish my first sock for the test knit and submitted all that information, and I am now on the second sock. But then I started this shawl and I was like, gotta do the shawl. So hopefully those will be done and then I can give them to Kelsey.
No rush. Knit at your own pace. Knit what you want when you will.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Gotta knit it when it's fun to knit it.
It's like your socks aren't getting done right now. So.
Are those for me?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Oh, thanks. You're making me those fancy socks?
I am.
Oh, yay. I love sunflowers.
You got excited when I was telling you about the pattern. And
but I wasn't like, sure if it was those or not.
I know. I was trying not to just tell you.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
No. This is a great way to tell you. This is good. I didn't just want to tell you, hey, I'm making you these socks. This is a great way this works.
Oh, they're so cute. Thanks. They're so fancy.
Well, it's like, I really wanted to make them, but I don't really need, like, I do need, like, I'm excited about your socks. I wanted to make socks for somebody else.
Well, thank you. Wow. That's a big deal. Yay. Oh, now I'm just like blushing over here. Okay. I think that was actually the end of what I'm kind of talking about right now. I did have a week in there where I just didn't get a lot of knitting done either. So
yeah, I kind of was in there too.
Yeah, it happens.
It does. Fine.
but
their thing called life, and it's okay.
It is funny though, like last night I was pouting because I only got like, well, two stripes, like four rows of this done. And I was like, meh, wanted to do it more.
Oh my goodness. Last night, I worked last night on my side gig and came home. I got home at like 10:15 or something like that, maybe 10:20. Mm-hmm. But just what I do for a job is I have to make so many decisions at a high level pace that my brain is just going, going. And sometimes it's hard to shut off. And size up until like 12:40 or something, knitting. I was kind of like, I just really need to go to sleep.
But it's just, it feels so good.
It does. It was one of those times I was like, it's okay. I'm just going to take it and enjoy the moment. I know I'll pay for it tomorrow. But it's one of those nights I'm just going to live in the moment.
I love it. And I think a lot of us knitters could relate to that.
I think so. And especially because I was working on finishing the collar of this cardigan.
It's gorgeous.
It's going to go for bath, but probably not until next week.
So I think we're on to what's on tap, which is our finished objects section.
Okay, so I'm calling them finished, but I still need to weave in some ends. And these will totally count for the fiber nymph make it your own maker long.
Oh, perfect.
Because I chose the theme the Midwest, and these were designed by what I'm calling a Midwest designer because she lives in Indiana.
Yep, that would be, I believe that definitely counts. They're so cute.
These are little baby slipper socks.
Aww.
They are adorable. They're about 4 inches long and four inches tall.
Aww, look at those little feet.
But these are by Kate Dossman. And she, I tested these for her. Don't know what I did weird with this toe. I did something weird with that toe. You see it kind of squared off?
Hmm.
Compared to that one, the rounded.
Interesting.
What did I do?
It'll all get fixed with bath and blocking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not going to be too noticeable. But she designed a slipper sock pattern in a worsted weight. And I'm going to do a couple of sizes. I'm going to do the toddler size and like the woman's size so I could have a mom and baby set. Actually, I might see if Maddie has more of the same color so I can do matching color.
That'll be fun.
And but it's a really cute pattern. It's got garter on the top, and then it's got this cool like slip stitch pattern on the foot.
Oh, cute. Okay.
Where it has like a knit purl and then a slip stitch. And so it kind of gives it some texture and some thickness, which is kind of cool. I kind of think I'm going to need to make a pair for myself, too. But, again, Kate Dossman. And the yarn is from Maddie of Watts Yarn in the sapphire color, which is such a cool blue.
It's really gorgeous. So that's the same blue as your hat?
Yes. Yes. And these are going to the same baby.
Got it. Sorry, you said that.
I think I did.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I said this was going to a baby and this is going to a baby, but I never said it was going to the same baby. But I'm saying now these are going to the same baby.
Same baby.
And I think I'm going to also make a cardigan and either pants or a diaper cover. So I had a nice little baby set.
Aww, those are really cute.
They were really fun and like they took me probably. The only reason they took me like an hour each was I wasn't really focusing on them and I was the first person to test them for her, I think. And so we're kind of just working through a few things.
Gotcha.
They're turning out really cool. So I am definitely going to make another pair of those. And those are in worsted weight, like I said. And apparently, I'm really enjoying worsted weight right now, which is, like, huge for me. I haven't, like, had this feeling towards worsted weight in a long time.
Nice.
So that's cool. I just don't have a whole lot of worsted weight in my stash.
Always hold something double.
That's true. It's very true. All right. I think that's it. How about you?
None.
None?
I've got startitis. Just keep starting things. Starting big things. Starting blankets and shawls. I think that it'll be one of those where I end up with a bunch and all of a sudden I just start finishing things like crazy.
You probably will. I think, honestly, like, the next episode is going to be like for a bunch of my stuff.
Could be the FO episode.
Yeah.
Beverage 2?
Beverage 2.
All right. So Beverage 2 is from Peace Tree Brewing. It is the Grapefruit Groove, which is a grapefruit India Pale Ale. Peace Tree is basically local to us. They're from Knoxville, but they have a tasting room in Des Moines.
Yes, they do. Just down the street from my office.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I get there often, but this one's a little bit higher. This one is 7.25%. That is interesting.
It's very fruit forward. I get grapefruit, but there's almost like a berry in there.
I don't know. I can't. I am sorry. This is not so far one of my favorites. Oh, it's definitely okay. So it does have one hop that is not one of my favorites. It is a Grapefruit Groove is a big American IPA, a grapefruit juice bomb loaded with citrus notes. Its groovy golden color comes from the rich variety of pale malts and the Amarillo, Citra, and Simcoe hops that shine through with a big piney flavor that complements the grapefruit. Anytime is a good time to get your groove on.
It is fun. It's definitely juicy.
Mm-hmm.
It has kind of like a lingering finish where I really have the grapefruit going on in my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say this one would be good. Like, I would want this served even colder than my refrigerator. There's just something in me that like wants it colder. And
yes, I would agree. I think I would like it as a colder beer.
Super chilled.
It has a big, I think the carbonation on it is quite big, which makes it fill your mouth in a big way.
Which it seems is their intention from their description. This is definitely a one and done for me, but I'm glad that I've tried it and I know what it's about now.
Yep, I would say it's about a one and done for me as well.
That's neat. I almost want to like put it in some sort of like beer cocktail, which is probably a bad call for a 7% beer.
No.
But I still kind of want to.
I think it would actually do really well in like a beer cocktail.
Yeah.
What would you mix it with?
I don't know. I just know I want it colder.
Yes. I think with the way, I think with the way of the carbonation and everything, I think it would do much better at a colder temperature.
So now on to stash enhancements. What you got, Kelsey?
All right. So I thought I had more, but I think this is honestly it, what I haven't talked about.
Okay.
And maybe I have talked about the other. I got the Byron If Dye Works. Let's see, what year is this? 11th anniversary yarn. And this was, she did
so pretty.
The light, I think she had a light version and a dark version. I think this was her darker version. And I did it in a pre-order that came with two little mini skeins. I think I'm going to toss those mini skeins into my blanket because they've got some really cool tones that'll go great. I got it on the Traveler. Oh, I got it on Traveler. Okay, so that's a sport weight. Maybe they won't go into my blanket.
Could add almost like an interesting texture to do a different weight in it.
It's true.
You never know.
I might hold off on those, though. I've got some other ones coming my way from her.
Nice.
I may have really jumped into... She like threw a bunch of stuff into my cart, I swear. Because I can't remember. I ordered a mini skein set. Oh, that's partially why I can't find some of it. Because they were here. Pardon the crinkles. But she had a bonnet peep.
Bonnet.
Yeah. And I got those on the tweed base she has. And so those are fun. As long... Oh, and she had her Pi Day colorways too. I got both the light and the dark colorways.
Nice.
Oh, and the last thing I'm going to talk about, I did pick up a prize giveaway for our stash down.
Oh, excellent.
She had stitch markers to go along with the colorways because all of her colorways were based on crystals. And the light ones, and there were dark ones, and I got one of each. I'm going to keep one, and I'm going to put one up for a prize.
I love it. Surprise preview of prizes in our stash enhancement section.
Woo! All right, I think that's me.
All right. Well, I went to my first fiber festival.
Yay!
And so, of course, I bought things.
That's something you've done first. I have yet to actually go to a fiber festival.
Really?
Yep. Never been to
one. Oh, man. Okay, we're going to New York. It's happening. That's just how it's going to be.
I would love to.
So this one was in Winterset. Well, we can talk about that more later. Why don't I talk about the yarn I bought? So my first one I did is I bought...
Or do you just... Why don't... I don't have many hangovers, do you?
Nope.
Why don't we combine your... What's happened with our topic tonight?
I love which it.
Is fiber festivals. And then you can... Maybe you can kind of talk us through your day and how you ended up acquiring new things.
There we go. So, yeah, okay. So Fiberpalooza is in Winterset, Iowa. It is hosted by Heartland Fibers.
Yep. Which is Amy, and she is so cool.
And it was really cool. So this is my first Fiber Festival, so I don't know if I can talk to a lot of other ones yet. But I did kind of follow the advice I've heard before, which is to like walk around the entire festival first and then decide what you want to get. And so that's what I did. And I had two like favorite yarn dyers there. So that was pretty much where I made that my yarn purchases. But there was in the one booth that she had a variety of things, including yarn. And she also had yarn balls. And that was Caroline with Honey Gold Acres.
Oh, that's right. I did see you post those. Yeah.
And they are the coolest dryer balls I have ever seen. Like, usually they're just a solid color. Like, these have, like, designs in them. So they're, like, stripey designs. And, and so I'm actually gifting them to Brian's parents because they don't have dryer balls. And I have two sets. And I haven't had to get rid of any of them yet. And I've been using them for years. So, but they were just too cool to pass up. So they're going to try them out. And if they don't like them, then I guess I'll have some more.
That's cool. I'll have to pick up some because I've never given them a try.
Yeah, I like them.
They make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. And then you don't have to keep buying dryer sheets and creating all that waste. Instead, you can just use yarn that couldn't be yarn, and it's perfect. Or wool, I guess you could say.
Actually, I could probably make some of my own if I wanted to with my scraps from my spinning.
That'd be cool. Be neat to hear your process, because I've heard some other people try on podcasts, but I don't know if they ever looped back.
I'll make that a goal.
Yes. I gotta
add that into my stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So Fiberpalooza was neat. It was neat because the way that the middle school was set up is they had everything in the gym, but then I'm assuming this front area was the lunchroom. And so a lot of people were kind of hanging out there, and there were people just like in random locations, like spinning.
Oh, it was
so cool. Like
the people were random locations like hanging throughout. Out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And they had had several classes on a variety of different things too, but we were just kind of in and out because Riker was with my in-laws. And so I didn't sign up for any classes, but we checked everything out, and it was really, really fun. And it was cool. And I was impressed with the variety too. There was yarn dyers. There were, I don't know how to say, like full sheep pelts.
Oh, fleeces.
Fleeces. There are full fleeces. There are smaller selections as well. There was these beautiful woven baskets. There's all sorts of really, really neat things. Project bags.
Any idea how many vendors there were?
They have it listed on the website. It was decent sized. I want to say like 40 or so.
That sounds about right, I think.
Yeah.
What I remember looking at.
My other purchases, one was with Melissa from New Garden Yarns, who I met through a visit at Excelsior in Missouri. Yeah,
she,
from Knit.
This was her first year there.
Yes, this was her first fiber festival as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she was hopping. Cool. Because like I was going to stop by kind of first after we did our walkthrough, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe she'll slow down. It just didn't happen. it was packed, but I did end up saying hi to her, and then I was like, no, you're busy, but can we take a picture? She's like, of course. And so we took a picture and talked a little bit, and I told her about the shawl I was going to make out of the yarn, and she's like, oh, this like speckly purple colorway is, she intentionally made it so it's not super variegated, like it's very like you could so do almost
more
with
of
it.
A tonal.
Yeah, it's been so perfect.
Is that your darker purple in your shawl then, or the lighter one?
I think it's lighter overall, but there are some deeper purples in it.
Okay.
And then I have it going next to the lighter gray of the two grays I have. So hopefully I made the right choice. I kept relining things, and
I think you did. It was really, really pretty.
So hopefully. And then I also, Whimsical Wood, I can't tell you how many times I've just gone to her website and like scrolled through, and same thing with her Instagram, and just scrolled through, like her yarn names are so funny and they're so beautiful. And
probably the same amount of times I have.
Yeah. So Samantha with Whimsical Wood Yarn, she's super funny. She invited me to join their Facebook group that they have.
She's straight up fun. Like, she's hilarious.
She is absolutely hilarious and silly and wonderful. And it was so great to get to talk to her and actually like buy her yarn in person. I have knitted with her yarn. I made my first diaper cover out of her yarn, actually. And Kelsey gifted that yarn to me.
That's cool one.
which was a DK yarn. And this one is a fingering weight. With some nylon in it, so I can knit socks or whatever I want. But
nope, you're gonna say exactly what I was gonna ask, so go for it.
So the yarn is called Little Ass of Whores, so it's like a little shop of whores play on
little
that.
Ass of Whores. Okay, yeah. That's great.
And it is green, white, and red with like speckles going through the white.
I love it. It is like dead on Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's so fun. I wanted to buy everything, but I didn't.
Should we tell them what the cool part was?
She ended up raising $1,300 for tornado relief.
She did. That was so cool.
Winterset just had a real nasty one. And driving down there, like everything's like pretty much cleaned up, but there's a lot of roofs that are still tarped.
There's a lot that's still gonna be
repair.
Mm-hmm. But that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And yeah, I think it's just a really big deal. I don't want to say this right, but I just feel like a lot of people in the industry don't necessarily make a lot of money doing these type of things, and then to contribute something that huge, I think is really cool.
I agree.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's just a big deal. I don't know. Maybe we could take that out. I don't know how to say
no,
that.
No, right. No. I think we should include it because I think you're right, because that's exactly it. This is, you know, a lot of our industry, a lot of our people, we do this. You know, some of us, we make money, otherwise we don't. And if we do, it's not usually a whole lot. But if we can contribute in a way like this, it's great.
Absolutely. So I think that's kind of mostly what I have for it. I'm not sure. It was a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. I don't know if I...
Was there anything you were surprised by seeing?
I don't know if it's surprised, but I was really delighted just to see so many people like playing with yarn or spinning, like playing with fiber. Like that was really nice. It was just felt very like, just like, oh, these are my friends.
Like I'm at home here. This works well.
Yeah. Maybe I was just delighted, but it was just nice. Because most of the time, good. If we go somewhere, I'm the only one knitting unless I'm with Kelsey.
But yeah, I'm glad you got to go. That's one that is on my list to go to, but I always have a tournament on the same weekend. So just hopefully one day we'll change.
Yeah, we can go together.
We'll have so much fun the day we get to go to a fiber festival together.
We will. I guess, do we have anything else tonight? You said no hangovers.
No hangovers.
Fiber Palooza.
Mm-hmm. I think that might be about it for tonight.
Awesome. Well, everyone, knit all
the things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tapped as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Instagram and Ravelry as Bikes Bruce Use, and on Untapped as Kelsey J.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin and Lloyd. Please message us to let us know what you'd like us to talk about. And we'd love to hear what you think about the show. And if you like it, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved. Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human. And while we are trying to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.
Made it.